Tonight's game between the Putnam County Midgets and the Knox County Eagles are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber of Edina, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, InsurePro, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper. And now to Donnie Middleton.
And welcome everybody to Knox County High School. As tonight, it's the Putnam County Midgets and Knox County Eagles. And we had the national anthem before the JV game. We're going to do it again. But the Knox County
site at farmshopinc.com.
That was the Knox County Honor Choir singing our national anthem. Very fine job. And again, welcome everybody to Knox County High School. And let's take a look at the starting lineups. First four, the Putnam County Lady Midgets. It'll be Elise Perkins, a sophomore. Jenna Knowles, a sophomore. Adeline Dickerson, a senior. Charlie Seaton, a junior. And Jesslyn Knowles, a senior. Elise Perkins, Jenna Knowles, Adeline Dickerson, Charlie Seaton, and Jesslyn Knowles. The Lady Midgets are 8-9 and coached by Keith Smith. For the Knox County Ladies, it'll be Brianna Miller, a senior, Savannah Stragg, a junior, Miley Miller, a freshman, Kennedy Parrish, a freshman, and Abigail Becker, a junior. So Brianna Miller, Savannah Stragg, Miley Miller, Kennedy Parrish, Abigail Becker. The Lady Eagles still looking for their first one of the season. They are 0-12 and coached by James Demp. And the Knox County Ladies are being introduced right now. Really pretty good crowd on hand. They had two quarters of JV boys basketball before the start of this one. And after 14 minutes, it ended in a 19-19 tie. So Miley Miller, Kennedy Parrish, and now Abigail Becker being introduced. And we're set to play basketball on this Tuesday night. Putnam County Ladies, Knox County Ladies. And again, Putnam County comes in with a record of 8-9. And talking to Coach Keith Smith before the ball game, they haven't been home since like the 3rd of January. So they've been on the road a lot. Adeline Dickerson will just set her for Putnam. Becker for Knox County, and Putnam County gets the rebound. Elise Perkins across the timeline. They give it to Seaton on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Jesslyn Knowles. Top of the key inside to Dickerson. Tried to get it to Knowles, and it went right through the hands of Jenna Knowles. Now it's loose on the floor. They call it jump ball. Alternating possession comes to Knox County. As we'll see, if Putnam County throws on any kind of a press, maybe a low pressure. Kennedy Parrish in the backcourt gives it to Brianna Miller. Miller, guarded by Jenna Knowles. Now Parrish across the timeline, gets it over to Stragg on the left wing. And Stragg had the ball slapped out of her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. As Becker will inbound to Brianna Miller. Miller between the two circles fights Parrish in the left wing. Parrish ball high overhead to Milo Miller between the two circles, top of the key. Now Parrish back in the left wing. Parrish, one dribble, bounce pass to Schrag. To Miller on the right wing. To Schrag, top of the key. Parrish on the left wing. As Parrish bounce pass Brianna Miller, top of the key. Inside it goes to Miley Miller. Lost the ball as finally picked up by Carly Seaton. As Seaton will bring the ball across the timeline for Putnam County to the left side of the circle. Kicks it to Jessalyn Knowles. Now Seaton back at top of the key. Jessalyn Knowles dotted line off. Glass got it. 2 points to Jessalyn Knowles. Knocks down to the basketball, and now it's stolen away by Jenna Knowles. Puts it up from five, missed it. And off of the rebound, Brianna Miller to Parrish. As Parrish wanted to give it back to Brianna Miller, but Brianna was behind her, and she walked with it, so a turnover Knox County. Jessalyn Knowles will inbound to Seaton on the far sideline. Seaton across the timeline to Jessalyn Knowles. They get it inside to Dickerson, a whistle and a foul. Foul may be on Abigail Becker, and it will be. So Abigail Becker picks up her first foul, first team foul. Seaton underneath her own basket. Dickerson in the right corner. Jessalyn Knowles now. Elise Perkins for three. Bullseye. So Perkins with three, it's 5-0. Putnam with the lead. As again, Parrish has trouble in the backcourt. The ball is kicked and then stolen away by Dickerson. To Jessalyn Knowles, now Seaton on the right wing, Knowles top of the key, bullseye! 5 points to Jessalyn Knowles, 7-0. Well, 8-0, actually. Putnam County as Schrag gets the ball in the right corner, tries to drive the right baseline. A whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her first team foul. Abigail Becker underneath her own basket. Miley Miller, three-pointer out of the right corner, no good. Again, it holds off the rebound to Elise Perkins. Perkins gives it to Jenna Knowles. Now inside, or Jessalyn, to Carly Seaton. Inside Jessalyn Knowles, dotted line, but of a shot blocked by Schrag. Loose ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. So Jessalyn Knowles underneath her own basket will inbound the Lady Mitchets. Gets it to Perkins in the left corner for three and no good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Jessalyn Knowles. Puts up the shot, missed it, but she knew the foul. It may be on Kennedy Parrish. So, nope, it's going to be on Miley Miller. So Miley Miller picks up her first foul. First free throw up, no good by Jessalyn Knowles. 5:24 left to play in the first quarter, 8-0. Putnam County the lead as Knowles next one up. No good off the front of the rim. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. To Brianna Miller out of Kennedy Parrish. Dribbles across the timeline. This is a swag in the right wing, and she's immediately tied up by Jessalyn Knowles. Alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. And now James Dent wants a timeout. 5:15 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 8, Knox County nothing. Back in 60 seconds with KMEN Sports.
Are you looking to remodel your home or start a new project? Hi, I'm Janie at Hardwood Lumber. We have a variety of hardwood lumber. We can make any size trim fit your project needs, from floor to ceiling. Here at Cardwell Lumber, you can purchase one board to a semi-load. So stop in today and see what we sell or check us out at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina on Highway 15.
Hi, I'm Lori Mutz-Clair with the Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. I want to take this time to remind you that public health is at work in all aspects of your community, even when you don't see it. Inspections of local food, lodging, and daycare establishments occur every day. Vaccine for individuals across the lifespan are warding off communicable diseases. The safety of water and sewer systems are being assured. And health education regarding physical and mental health are ongoing. If you live, work, or run a business in Knox County and you would like more information, call me at 660-397-3333. And be well, Knox County.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School, 5:13, and left to play in the first quarter, 8-0. Putnam County with the lead in the basketball. Seaton to Jessalyn Knowles gets it inside to Dickerson, back to Seaton. Knowles for another three. Bullseye. 8 points to Jesselyn Knowles. And now in the backcourt, Kennedy Parrish had the ball stolen away by Jenna Knowles. Gets to Seaton. Missed a five-foot layup. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And it's a Knox County basketball. Emma Whitlock will check in for Putnam County. And Jenna Knowles will set down. A little pressure by Putnam County. Becker at the timeline gets it to Miley Miller on the right wing. Now Parrish top of the key. And her pass is stolen away by Carly Seaton. Takes it to the hoop. It's up the shot. Blocked by Brianna Miller, but you're going to call the foul on Brianna. And that's her first. Third team foul against Knox County. Carly Seaton at the line, looking for her first points of the night. Shots up. Got it. First point for Carly Seaton. And it's 12-0. Putnam County with the lead. As Seaton eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Becker off the rebound. Gets it to Parrish. Parrish to Brianna Miller. Brianna back to Parrish in the backcourt. Parrish across the timeline. Gets it back to Brianna Miller. Top of the key. Tried to put up a three. Walked by Perkins. Gets it ahead to Jesselyn Knowles. And Jesselyn walked with it. So Knox County with the basketball. Again, some pressure by Putnam County. As Perry still in the backcourt. Gets it back. Brianna Miller across the timeline to Becker. Back to Perry. Put up a shot. Missed it. And Whitlock may have picked up the foul. Ooh, it's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles. So first foul on Jesselyn Knowles. And Kennedy Parrish will be at the line shooting two. First shot on the way, no good. 4:11 left to play in the first quarter. 12-0. Putnam County with the lead as Parrish eyes it, fires it, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Dickerson with Jesselyn Knowles. Knowles will motor across the timeline. Gives it to Seaton on the right wing. Back to Knowles, right side of the circle. Inside to Whitlock, off glass, missed it. And Parrish off the rebound. Parrish to Brianna Miller. As Brianna will bring it across the timeline. Tried to get it to Miley Miller. Stolen away by Whitlock. To Carly Seaton. Seaton tried to put up a shot on the right side of the circle. And she walked with it. As Dickerson will check out. Taylor Powell will check in for Putnam County. Parrish. Bad pass all the way by Seaton. Puts it up and in. 3 points for Carly Seaton. The Parrish. Bounce pass to the right wing to Sragg. Sragg picks up the ball, loose ball. Gives it back to Parrish. Now Brianna Miller on the left wing. Right back to Parrish. Parrish back to Brianna Miller. She'll try a three on the way. No good. But Sragg off a long rebound. Brings it out to the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Miller on the give and go. Puts up the shot off glass. Missed it. Rebound tipped around. And Carly Seaton comes away with it for the Lady Midgets. As Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Jenna Knowles gets set to check back in. Now Jesselyn makes a bad pass all the way by Brianna Miller. Whistle on a foul. The foul is going to be on Jesselyn Knowles. And that's her second. Madison McMillan will check in along with Jenna Knowles. Out will come Elise Perkins and Dickerson, or Jesselyn Knowles. Jenna Knowles will pass across the timeline to Carly Seaton. It's stolen by Carly Seaton. Seaton takes it to the right wing, hands it off to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Jenna looks for somebody, gets it inside the foul at the high post. Now McMillan has it between the two circles. Back to Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Powell, 14, burr on the way, clips off the front edge. But the rebound, Whitlock, but her put back no good, but she did the foul. The foul's going to be on Abigail Becker, and that's her second. So Emma Whitlock will be at the line looking for her first points of the ball game. First shot up, pinballs in and out, no good. 14-0. 2:26 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County with the lead. That's Whitlock. Second one up. Got it. First points for Emma Whitlock. 15-0. Kennedy Parrish gets it to Brianna Miller. Brianna back to Parrish. Perry. She'll bring it across the timeline. The left-hand dribble to Schrag on the right wing. Schrag stops, flopping 14. No good. Back with a rebound. Her put back. No good. And Powell comes off the rebound. And a whistle and a foul. She was in a double team. Foul's going to be on Miley Miller. Second foul on Miley Miller. So here comes Carly Seaton across the timeline for the Lady Midgets. To the top of the key, McMillan on the right wing. Free-throw line extended out. Fox Denino will stop the key. Seaton drives off the left wing. And so had the ball stolen away by Savannah Schrag. Now Perry to Brianna Miller. Back to Perry. Perry's out of the double team. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Seaton with the left hand. Got it. 5 points to Carly Seaton. 17-0 is Brianna Miller. Makes it right at Powell. Lays it up. In and out. No good. Whitlock had the rebound. Knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Becker. So Samantha Blanchard will check in. And Carly Seaton will check out for Putnam County. Kristen Miller checks in. And Miley Miller checks out for Knox County. They tried to get it to McMillan. That's Blanchard. Tried to throw it to McMillan. McMillan had her back to her. And it hits McMillan. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball. A little pressure again by Putnam County. Perry gives it to Brianna Miller. Now across the timeline to Beckers. Schrag with a three-pointer. No good. And Jenna Knowles off the rebound. Down the far sideline. Now she dribbles to the top of the key. Steps into a three. No good. And rebound taken by Kristen Miller. Miller trying to get out of a triple team. Walked with it. So he goes back to Putnam County. 53 seconds left to play in the first quarter. McMillan will inbound. Gets it to Powell in the left corner. Blanchard. They swing it around to Knowles. Now the right corner, McMillan tries a three, partially blocked. Powell got the loose ball, put up the shot, missed it, but drew a foul. Foul's going to be on Abigail Becker, and that's her third. So three fouls on Abigail Becker. And at the line will be Taylor Powell, looking for her first points. Shots up, got it. First point for Taylor Powell. As Becker will have to sit down, Mylon Miller checks back in. Knox County. Six girls dressed out as Powell's second shot. Got them both. 2 points to Taylor Powell, 19-0. Putting with a lead. Parrish in the backcourt. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Back to Brianna Miller. Back to Parrish. Parrish gets away from McMillan. Gives it to Miley Miller down the left lane. Lost the ball. Falls down. Now she stands up, and I think either somebody stepped on her ankle or she might have turned it a little bit. She's in some pain, but she's trying to walk it off. 28 seconds left to play in the first quarter. As Jenna Knowles to Blanchard, and they get it inside. The Whitlock puts it out of the man from five. Here comes Parrish across the timeline. Gives it to Brianna Miller. Schrag on the right wing. Schrag gives it back to Parrish. Now Brianna Miller will try a long three on the way off the heel of the rim. No good. Parrish with the rebound. And gives it off to Schrag. Put up a shot. No good. That's in the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 21. Knox County nothing. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. We start the second quarter of the girls' game. And it's right now, Putnam County, they lead 21-0. Knox County will have the basketball as Becker inbounds to Miley Miller. Gets it over to Parrish on the right wing. Parrish will launch the three. No good. And Jenna Knowles off the rebound. Gets it out to Elise Perkins. And Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Seaton on the right wing. Dribbles to the right side of the circle. Now Knowles on the left wing. Seaton at the top of the key. Inside Dickerson. Dickerson trying to get it out to Perkins. Stolen away by Brianna Miller. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it out and got it. 2 points for Brianna Miller. And Knox County on the board. Seaton brings it across the timeline to the left side of the circle. Jenna Knowles will try a three. No good off the left wing. And Brianna Miller off the rebound to Parrish. As Parrish will bring it across the timeline. Miley Miller on the right wing. Brianna, top of the key. Sragg on the left wing. Sragg skips it across to Miller. Threw it over Miller's head and out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. As Elise Perkins gets it in to Seaton. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. To the top of the key. Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Trying to get it inside to Dickerson. Stolen away by Savannah Sragg. Here comes Knox County. Sragg across the timeline to the top of the key. Parrish out of the corner for three. Skips across the rim, but Becker off the rebound. Miley Miller, 15-footer off the left side of the circle. No good. And Powell off the rebound. To Perkins. As Elise Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Jenna Knowles on the right wing. Perkins in the right corner for three, in and out, no good. Miley Miller off the rebound. Miller will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Parrish on the right wing in the right corner, Sragg. Sragg kicks it back out to Miley Miller. Now Brianna Miller for three, full time. 5 points for Brianna Miller. 21-5, Putnam County with a lead in the basketball. Carly Seaton same move to the top of the key. And a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Savannah Strike. That's her first. As Jessalyn Knowles will check back in and Woodlock checks in, Jenna Knowles and Taylor Powell will check out. So that's the 17th foul on Knox County. And at the line is Carly Seaton, and Seaton has five, looking for six. Shots up, missed it. And Abigail Becker off the rebound. Brianna Miller. As Miller will bring it across the timeline. Parrish on the right wing in the right corner. Gets it back out to Brianna, to Miley. Now Sragg for three. No good off the left wing. At least Perkins off the rebound. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Finds Carly Seaton on the left side of the circle. Takes it to the dotted line. Throws up a shot and missed it. Parrish with the rebound. Outlet comes to Brianna Miller. Back to Parrish. Parrish will bring it across the timeline to the right wing to Miley Miller on the right wing. Brianna Miller on the left wing. Down on the left block. They tried to get it to Becker and right through her hands and out of bounds. And now James Dent wants another timeout. 5:21 left to play in the first half. Putnam County 21, Knox County 5, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
It's flu vaccine season, and Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri has an option for everyone in the county. Options for kids will include injectable and nasal mist vaccine. For adults, we have you covered with quadrivalent and high-dose vaccines. Insurance is accepted, and there are lower-cost options for those under and uninsured. If you're homebound, call us. We'll get you your shot. Remember, it takes at least 2 weeks to develop your maximum immunity, so now is the time. We look forward to serving you. Call us at 660-397-3000.
5:21 left to play in the first half. 21-5, Putnam County with the lead and the basketball. Carly Seaton across the timeline. Gets it to Jessalyn Knowles on the deep right wing underneath the Dickerson. Put up a shot and missed it. And rebound, loose ball, picked up by Whitlock. Her putback, no good. Rebound to Becker, to Brianna Miller. Miller brings across the timeline. Swag on the left wing. Back to Miller between the two circles to Miley Miller. Now inside the Swag, little 10-footer, no good. And Becker had the rebound, stolen away by Carly Seaton. Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Elise Perkins on the left wing. Now Seaton will try a three. Bullseye! 8 points for Carly Seaton. 24-5. Putting in the lead. Here comes Miley Miller. Takes it down the right lane. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But due to the foul, the foul's going to be on Whitlock. So Whitlock picks up the foul. That's Emma's first. Miley Miller at the line to shoot two shots. It's her first points. First shot up, off the heel of the rim, no good. 4:30 left to play in the first half. 24-5, Putnam County with a lead as Miley Miller, second free throw on the way, missed it. And Jesselyn Knowles off of the rebound, gets it ahead to Seaton. Down the far sideline, into the right corner. Gets it inside the Whitlock. Puts up a shot, got it. The 10-footer off the baseline. Turn and shoot. She has five. Swag on the left wing. Brianna Miller takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. Rebound. Tipped around. Saved in bounds by Dickerson to Whitlock. Gives it to Knowles. That's Jesselyn. Now Carly Seaton between the two circles. Jesselyn Knowles right wing inside. Whitlock. A 5-footer again. Dickerson with the rebound. Put back. No good. And Becker comes off the rebound. Gets it to Miley Miller. As Miley in a hurry. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And rebound Elise Perkins. As Perkins gives it to Jesselyn Knowles across the timeline, top of the key. On the right lane, Whitlock. Now Jesselyn for three. No good. And Schrag off the rebound. Savannah Schrag in a hurry. Brings it across the timeline. Takes it down the right lane. Lays it up. No good. Becker with a putback, no good. And Elise Perkins off the rebound. As Perkins waits for help. Finds Jesselyn Knowles inside to Dickerson. Turn, 5-footer, missed it. And Becker off the rebound. To Brianna Miller. Miller in a hurry. Kicks it off in the left corner to Schrag. Schrag inside Brianna Miller. Kicks it back out to Parrish on the right side of the circle. Miley Miller between the two circles. The Swag steps into a three. No good. And Jesselyn Knowles off of the rebound to Elise Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Jesselyn Knowles between the two circles. The Seaton on the right wing. Now Jesselyn Knowles, 15-footer. No good. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. One and done for Putnam County. Brianna Miller in a triple team. And now back in the ball game, Jenna Knowles, also Taylor Powell checks in, and Samantha Blanchard checks in. 2:30 left to play in the first half. As Jenna Knowles brings it across the timeline, the Blanchard on the left wing. Blanchard looks for somebody. Bounce pass inside to Perkins, put up a shot too far into the basket, and the rebound comes off to Parrish. As Kennedy Parrish. Down on the right block, tried to put him a shot, blocked, out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds, underneath her own basket. Abigail Becker will inbound. Becker slaps the ball, gets it to Miley Miller, three-pointer out of the right corner, no good. And Blanchard comes off the rebound to Elise Perkins. As Perkins has it between the two circles to Blanchard on the right wing. Gives it to Powell, top of the key. Jenna Knowles on the left wing. Skips it through to Whitlock, and Porter got it. And the Whitlock is 7. 28-5. Putnam with the lead. Here comes Brianna Miller for Knox. She'll fire a three off the glass, no good. Jenna Knowles off the rebound. As Jenna will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Perkins on the left wing. Perkins. Kicks it out to Powell on the left wing. Blanchard left side of the circle. Jenna Knowles, now Perkins will try a three. No good. Miley Miller off the rebound. That's Miller. Will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Brianna Miller on the left wing. Skips it to the right wing to Schrag. Parrish, top of the key. Miley Miller, 17-footer off the glass. Off the rim, no good. And Powell off the rebound. Elise Perkins gives it to Blanchard on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Jenna Knowles between the two circles as she overthrew Blanchard, but picked up by Elise Perkins, cut off on the left baseline. Now Jenna Knowles for three, no good. Abigail Becker off the rebound. Brianna Miller, as she tried to get it down to Sprague, and Sprague wasn't looking. Ball pass was stolen away by Jenna Knowles to the top of the key. Perkins on the left wing, dribble drive to the baseline. Off glass, got it. 5 points, Elise Perkins. 30-5. Putnam County with the lead. 22 seconds left to play in the first half. Brianna Miller into the right corner to Perry. Parrish, one dribble, gets to try to get it inside the Sprague. Knocked away, but Savannah picks it back up. Now bad pass. Stole away by Jenna Knowles as she puts it off glass and got it. 2 points for Jenna Knowles with 1 second and no seconds. And that's into the first half with the score. Putnam County 32, Knox County 5. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Your team will travel a lot of yards this season. The question is, how much ground are you prepared to cover year-round? Make sure your vehicle is outfitted with the best in OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories. From tires and wheels to lift kits and bumpers, you'll find everything you need to make sure your ride stands out in the crowd. It's time to get jacked up. Visit Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories in Memphis for all your automotive needs. Call 660-328-6634 or visit MayberryFarms.com.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
You want your news while it's still news, but when you subscribe to your weekly newspaper, it may take several days to receive it by mail. By that time, the next edition is getting ready for publication. That's why the Unionville Republican invites you to subscribe online. Get your local news, sports, and other important features immediately instead of having to wait until the news is no longer the news. For the latest rates and to sign up for an online subscription, go to the Unionville Republican's website at UnionvilleRepublicanOnline.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle, Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball, on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of the girls' game at Putnam County, leading Knox County 32-5. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Putnam County. Elise Perkins with 5 points. Jim Knowles with two. Carly Seaton with eight. Emma Woodlock with seven. Jesslyn Knowles with eight. And David Powell with two. And from Knox County, Brianna Miller has all the points. She has scored 5 points, and that's the grand total for Knox County in the first half. Putnam County led 21-0 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Knox 11-5 in the second quarter. And Putnam leads here at halftime 32-5. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
And welcome back, everybody, Knox County High School. We're at halftime, the girls' game. Not Putnam County leading Knox County 32-5. Coming up next, of course, it's the boys' turn, Putnam County and Knox County. Then Friday night, more high school basketball for you on KMEM. The same Knox County teams will be at Schuyler County to take on the Lady Rams and Rams. Then all next week, we'll be at the LaPlata tournament as we cover Putnam County, Schuyler County, and Scotland County. As on the girls' side, Schuyler County got the number one seed. North Shelby, the number two seed. Canton, the number three seed. The number four seed, Atlanta. Number five, LaPlata. Number six, Putnam County girls. Number seven, Schuyler County girls. And number eight, Green City girls. On the boys' bracket, number one seed went to the Green City boys. Number two, Schuyler County. Number three, Atlanta. Number four, Canton. Number five, Putnam County. Number six seed, North Shelby. Number seven, Scotland County. And number eight, LaPlata boys. As here's what it looks like is going to take place a week from yesterday. On Monday night, we'll have three games for you from the LaPlata tournament. A 4:30 girls game, Putnam County will play Canton. At 6 o'clock, boys, Putnam County will play Canton. Then 7:30, girls game, Scotland County will play North Shelby. Then on Tuesday, January 31st, a couple of games. 6 o'clock, boys, Schuyler County will play Scotland County. 7:30, girls, Schuyler County will play Green City. Then on Wednesday, February 1st, we'll have two more games at 4:30. Scotland County will play Putnam County. That's kind of a guess on my part. Boys, 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock, depends on what the Putnam County boys do in their first round. That's about as far as I can go. But three games Monday night, Putnam County, Canton. That's girls, Putnam County, Canton boys. Then Scotland County and North Shelby girls. That's all on Monday night. Tuesday night, January 31st, 6 o'clock boys, Scotland County and Scotland County. Then 7:30 girls, Scotland County and Green City. So all next week we'll be at the LaPlata tournament. Again, covering Putnam County, Scotland County, and Schuyler County. 32-5, Putnam County leading Knox County. We're at halftime. Back with the third quarter in 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
Start the new year off right with lag-free gaming, uninterrupted connectivity, and increased online security. Start the new year off right with Nemer's Fiber to the Home Internet. You'll love Nemer's Fiber to the Home difference. Our speeds are fast. Our internet and telephone services are reliable. And most importantly, Nemer is local. Fiber to the home is the best internet available, and Nehmer's providing it. Learn more at www.nehmer.net. Nehmer wishes you a happy, healthy, and connected new year.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. As we start the second half of the girls' game, 32-5, Putnam County with the lead as both teams around their respective coaches, James Dent for Knox County and Keith Smith for Putnam County. 32-5, 21-0 after one quarter. As Putnam County just a press on Knox County, and the guards just had a little problem with it in the first quarter. Got it better in the second quarter. As James Dent saying everything he has to say, as Keith Smith sends his players back to the team, on the floor. Here comes Knox County. Putnam County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As Jesslyn Knowles gets it in to Carly Seaton. As Seaton brings it to the top of Keith. Jenna Knowles at the high post. Now Elise Perkins. Wow, right side of the circle, just inside to Dickerson off glass. Got it. 2 points for Adeline Dickerson. 34-5. Rihanna Miller across the timeline. 2-1-2 zone before Putnam County. Mylene Miller on the right wing. The Parrish on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Sreg, top of the key, inside to Becker. Lost the handle on it. And taken away by Jenna Knowles to Elise Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline to Jesslyn Knowles inside to Dickerson off glass. Got it. 2 in a row. Adeline Dickerson. 36-5. Putnam County with the lead. Rihanna Miller across the timeline. Gives it to Mylene Miller between the two circles to Swag to the right wing to Perry. The left wing to Perry. Back to Swag between the two circles to Mylene Miller between the two circles to Swag. Back to Mylene Miller. Back to Swag. On the left wing, Perry. Free throw line, Brianna Miller. Kicks it out to Mylene Miller for three. Skips across the rim, no good. And Jenna Knowles off the rebound out to Elise Perkins. As Perkins across the timeline to Jesslyn Knowles inside to Jenna. Top of the key, Jesslyn for three, no good. And the rebound comes off to Savannah Sprague. To Brianna Miller. As Brianna Miller gives it to Miley Miller. Back to Brianna on the right wing. Becker on the right block. Try to get it to Brianna. Knocked away, picked up by Sprague for three. Bullseye! Savannah Sprague gets a three. Makes it 36-8 as Seaton gets it to Elise Perkins on the left wing, and Perkins that head and shoulders fake and walked with it. So turnover Putnam County. Knox County gets it back. Brianna Miller to Miley Miller. Miley will bring it across the timeline. Sprague, top of the key. Brianna Miller inside to Becker. Becker in the double team. Tried to get it back to Brianna Miller. Stolen away by Elise Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Seaton on the right wing will try a three. No good. Jenna Knowles off the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. And Dickerson's foot back wouldn't go. As Becker off the rebound. Brianna Miller. Miller brings it across the timeline to the left wing. Kicks it back out to Strag between the two circles. Miller left wing. Parrish at the free throw line. Brianna Miller for three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound to Carly Seaton. As Seaton will bring it across the timeline for Putnam County. Gives it to Perkins on the left wing beyond the arc. Top of the key, Jesslyn Mills inside to Jenna. Little Dan Putter got it. 4 points with Keanu Knowles, 38-8. Putnam County with a lead. Miley Miller. This is Savannah Sragg, left wing. Brianna Miller. Inside to Becker, kicks it back out to Sragg. Now Parrish will drive, dribble drive into the paint, puts up the shot, missed it. Kept alive by Becker. Off her hand, kept alive by Brianna Miller. Then Becker lost it, goes out of bounds, and now timeout, Knox County. 4:45 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 38, Knox County 8, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 south in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 south in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
4:45 left to play in the third quarter of the girls' game. Putnam County leading Knox County 38-8, and Putnam County with the basketball. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton takes it to the left wing. Top of the key, Jessalyn Knowles. To the right wing, you can't see, but you get it inside the Woodlot. Missed the 5-foot jumper. Rebound comes off to Marlon Miller to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish back to Miller to Sragg. Now on the left wing, Brianna Miller inside the arc. Brianna kicks it back out to Miley. Sragg top of the key. Brianna on the left wing. Miley on the right wing. Miley throws up a 10-footer and got it. 2 points for Miley Miller. 38-10. As Seaton brings it across the timeline. Seaton tried to get it inside and does to Powell, and she lost the ball to Parrish. Parrish gives it to Miley Miller. Sragg, top of the key. Brianna Miller will try a three. Bullseye! 8 points, Brianna Miller. 38-13. Putnam County will lead in the basketball. Seaton at the top of the key. Now Elise Perkins will drive the baseline, put up a shot. Missed it. Due to the foul. Let's see the foul's going to be on. If it's on Becker, that's her fourth, and it is. And that is her fourth. So four fouls on Abigail Becker. Elise Perkins, first shot up, got it. 6 points, Elise Perkins, as Briston Miller will check in. Abigail Becker will check out. 39-13, Putnam with the lead, 36 left to play in the third quarter. Perkins, next free throw, missed it. And Sragg comes off the rebound. As Savannah Sragg will bring it across the timeline. Brianna Miller left wing. Sragg top of the key. Brianna has it on the left wing. Inside, out of the line, Parrish. Gets it out the corner. Brianna Miller for three. Bullseye! She hit three in a row. 11 points, Brianna Miller. Here comes Perkins. Inside the seat and put up a shot. Partially blocked. And Brianna Miller comes off with it. Gives it to Sragg. Sragg will bring it across the timeline. To the top of the key, she'll try a three. Bullseye! Savannah Sragg has six. And now Keith Smith wants to timeout. 2:54 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 39 and Knox County 19. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Left to play in the third quarter. 39-19. Putnam with the lead in the basketball to McMillan. Couldn't hang on to a pass, though, only by Sragg. To Brianna Miller. Brianna will bring it across the timeline to Sragg at the top of the key. Bragg almost lost the ball. Gives it to Brad. A wide open three. No good. And McMillan comes off the rebound. Now pass to Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Just inside Whitlock, lost the handle on it, stolen away by Knox County. So Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline, hands it to Sreg. Miley Miller, now Parrish. On the right lane, skips across Brianna Miller to Sreg. Now Miley Miller for three, missed it. And long rebound comes out to Blanchard. Outlet. Nobody's looking for it. They hit Christy Miller in the back, but loose ball's picked up by Jesslyn Knowles. To Blanchard on the right wing. Jesslyn Knowles battle away inside. Now they get inside. Whitlock turns. Picks up the five-footer. Rolls around the rim. Rolls out. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. To Miley Miller. Drag top of the key. Brianna Miller. She'll try another three. This one in and out. Moves good. Whitlock comes off the rebound. Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles will walk it across the timeline. Gets to Blanchard on the right wing. To the top of the key to McMillan. McMillan gives it back. Jesslyn Knowles tried to force it inside to Whitlock. Battled away, but picked up by Knowles to Blanchard on the right wing. Inside to Powell. Battled away and stolen away by Savannah Sreg. Sreg in a hurry. Brings it across the timeline. Pulls up top of the key. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Jesslyn Knowles. Picked up by Blanchard. Blanchard lost the ball. Picked up by Powell. She lost the ball. Picked up by Whitlock. Blanchard, running 10-footer, missed it. Whistle on a foul. The foul's going to be on Briston Miller. So Briston Miller picks up the foul. She's running 45 tonight, okay? As Blanchard at the line missed the first one. Briston Miller. So now Carly Seaton will check back in. Jesslyn Knowles will set down. 53 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Next shot by Blanchard. Got it. Samantha Blanchard with 1 point. 40-19 as now Putnam County wants another timeout. 53 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 40, Knox County 19, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. Miley Miller tried to throw for three, airballed it, and McMillan came down with it. Carly Seaton. Seaton at the top of the key, looks for somebody, finds Blanchard on the right wing inside to Whitlock off glass, missed it, and Kennedy Parrish off the rebound. Parrish gives the ball to Miley Miller. Miley to the free throw line to Brianna on the left wing inside to Brist and put up a shot blocked by Whitlock. So it'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. 15 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Kennedy Parrish. Sreg, quick three on the way. Rolls in and out. No good. And Whitlock off the rebound. As Seaton tries to get it ahead to Blanchard. Letters just a little bit too much. Goes out of bounds. Turnover. Gives it back to Knox County. It's Blanchard. Going down guard ground and Miller to Kennedy Perry. Parrish running 10-footer off class, missed it. Whitlock has the rebound, and that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Putnam County 40 and Knox County 19 back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Yeah. Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Morning 19, Putnam County with the lead as we start the fourth quarter and knocks out of the basketball. Mylan Miller to Parrish on the left wing. Now Miller down the right lane, a whistle and a foul as Miller hits the deck. And the foul's going to be on Elise Perkins. That's her first. So first foul on Perkins. That's the first team foul against Putnam County. So Mylan Miller trying to catch her breath. She's still kind of favoring that ankle she hurt the first half. Becker gets the ball into Sarag in the right corner. Sarag gets it out to Parrish between the two circles. Now Mylan Miller on the left wing. Now it's past to Parrish. Now Miller will try a three on the way. No good. Brianna Miller with the rebound. Put back. Got it. 13, Brianna Miller. 19 point. Putnam County lead, Elise Perkins. Regina Knowles inside to Dickerson. Turnaround, 10-foot jumper, no good. And off the rebound comes Parrish. As Parrish looks for an opening, takes it right to the basket, lays it up, missed it. Becker with the rebound, gives it to Brianna Miller on the right, left block. Put up the shot, missed it, drew the foul, and the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles. So Jenna Knowles picks up her first foul. Brianna Miller will go to the line and shoot a pair. 40 to 21, Putnam with the lead. As Jenna Knowles, Brianna Miller, first one up, got it. 14 points for Brianna Miller. As Miller, 14, looking for 15. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 15 points, Brianna Miller. 17 point Putnam County lead. Carly Seaton brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the top of the key. Jenna Knowles in the right corner to Perkins. Now Carly Seaton at the free throw line back to Perkins. To Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins will try a three. No good. And Kennedy Parrish off the rebound. Gets it out to Mylan Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline to Parrish. Parrish drives the baseline inside to Becker. Puts it up. Got it. 2 points for Abigail Becker. 15-point Putnam County lead. Perkins with Jenna Knowles, top of the key. It's Jenna. Well, whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Savannah Swag, and that's her second. So Jenna Knowles will inbound on their sideline. Knowles gets it in the seat. Seaton, Jenna Knowles inside the Whitlock, turns, puts up a shot, missed it. Whistle of the foul. The foul's going to be on Emily Whitlock. So Whitlock picks up her second personal foul, 13 foul against Putnam County. But Brianna Miller will inbound to Mylan Miller. Back to Brianna. Brianna will bring it across the timeline. Find Schrag. On the deep right wing, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her second. 14th foul against Putnam County. Abigail Becker on the far sideline gets it to Miley Miller between the two circles. As Miley takes the free throw line to Parrish, she'll try a three, no good. And Parrish gets the rebound. Her putback, no good. Becker's putback, no good. And Dickerson off with a rebound. Gets it out to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline to Carly Seaton on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Jenna Knowles in the left corner. Perkins inside. Whitlock off glass. Got it. 9 points. Emma Whitlock. 42-25. Putnam to the lead. Frazier by Putnam County. Miley Miller gets it back to Brianna. Brianna across the timeline in the double team. Bad pass all the way by Dickerson. Dickerson long pass to Jenna Knowles. Now Carly Seaton for three. In and out. No good. Whitlock with a rebound. Kicks it out to Jenna Knowles. Top of the key. Carly Seaton takes it to the hoop. Missed the layup. And Dickerson and Becker comes off the rebound. They call a jump ball. Although maybe possession stays with Putnam County as Jessel Knowles will check back in. And now Knox County wants a timeout. 5-12 left to play in the ball game. Putnam County 42. Knox County 25. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education. Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
5-12 left to play in the girls' game. Putnam County 42, Knox County 25. Putnam County will have the basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Jessel Knowles will trigger. Looks for somebody. Gets it to Whitlock. Off glass. Missed it. And the outlet pass stolen, knocked away. Stolen away by Jenna Knowles. Batted away again. Picked up by Jenna. And Jenna, when her knee hit the ground, she was out of bounds. So pressure again by Putnam County. Miley Miller inbounds to Brianna. Brianna gives it back to Miley. Miley back to Brianna. Brianna across the timeline. Becker on the deep left wing. Now Brianna Miller left side of the circle. Back to Miley Miller to the right wing. Right corner Savannah Sreg inside to Becker. Becker turns. Oh, that was Brianna Miller turns. Tried to put up the shot. Blocked by Whitlock. She tried it again. Blocked by Whitlock. Outlet pass to Carly Seaton, fans out to the left wing. Three-pointer on the way, threw up an air ball. Joyce Perkins got it. Now Jessel Knowles from five off the baseline got it. That's 10 points for Jessel Knowles. 44-25, right into the lead. Now Swag for three out of the corner, air balled it, and rebound went out of bounds off the hands of Jessel Knowles. So Becker will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it out to Sreg to the top of the key. Sreg gives it to Perry. Should have whistled in a foul. The foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles. That's her second. 15 foul against Putnam County. So Brianna Miller on the far sideline will inbound to Miley Miller. Now Sreg takes it to the dotted line. Running 10-footer, no good. Becker got the loose ball, but the shot blocked by Jessel Knowles. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds underneath it on basket. Becker inbounds the right wing to Sreg. Sreg stops, pops him. 14, no good. And loose ball. Becker's tried to save inbound, but it goes out of bounds right to James Dent. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. Leading 44-25, 3:50 left to play in the game. Carly Seaton across the timeline between the two circles to Jessel Knowles, deep right wing, the left wing Perkins. Carly Seaton inside, it goes to Jenna Knowles. Top of the key, Perkins, three-pointer on the way, no good. Miley Miller comes off the rebound. Now fast to Brianna. And Brianna will bring it across the timeline in a hurry. Gives it in the right corner to Kennedy Perry. Bullseye! So 3 points for Kennedy Perry. And it's 44-28. Jessica Knowles tried to put a shot off the right baseline. Blocked by Brianna Miller. Miller comes away with it. Gives it to Miley. Miley Miller across the timeline. Bounce pass to the baseline. It's centered for Kennedy Perry. Very good. Hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. As now Whitlock will set down, and Adeline Dickerson will check back in. 3 minutes left to play in the first in the ball game. 44-28. Putnam the lead as Dickerson gets it inside. She's immediately tied up by Savannah Sprague. And already in possession, gives it back to Knox County. So Brianna Miller, against pressure, will inbound to Miley Miller. Bounce pass back to Brianna. Back to Miley. Miley, bounce pass back to Brianna across the timeline to Sprague. Sprague drives the right baseline, puts up the shot, wouldn't go down. And rebound slapped out of bounds. Last touch by Putnam County. So Abigail Becker will inbound underneath her own basket. Becker tried to get it to Miley Miller in the right corner, slapped out of bounds by Carly Seaton. So Becker again will inbound. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody, gets it out to Brianna Miller. Back to Miley, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by this time by Jenna Knowles. So Abigail Becker on the far sideline will inbound. And Becker looks for somebody, gets it to Miley Miller between the two circles. Parrish on the left wing. Across the free throw line. Parrish. Bad pass thrown away by Jenna Knowles. To Jesslyn. Gets it down to Elise Perkins. Puts it up. Got it. That's 8 points for Elise Perkins. 46-28. Got him to the lead. Miley Miller tried to get it to Parrish. Stolen away by Elise Perkins. As Perkins will bring it across the timeline. Jesslyn Knowles tried to get it inside Dickerson, batted away, but picked up by Elise Perkins on the left wing to Carly Seaton. Elise Perkins on the left wing. Now fast, Jesslyn Knowles on the left lane to Jenna Knowles. Now back to Perkins. Dickerson, top of the key. Seaton on the right wing beyond the arc. Inside to Perkins. Now Jesslyn Knowles for three. No good. Jenna Knowles gets the rebound, puts the shot up. It goes down, and I think they're going to call it on the floor. As the foul is going to be on Becker, as she just fouled out of the ball game. So Abigail Becker fouled out. Briston Miller will check in. 1:45 left to play in the ball game. 46-28, Putnam with the lead. Jesslyn Knowles underneath her own basket. Gets it to Perkins in the left corner. Perkins cut off on the baseline, lost the ball. To Miley Miller. Now Brianna. Brianna gets it to Sprague. Stops, pops from 15. No good. Off the left wing. Dickerson off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Seaton. And Seaton to the left side of the circle. Dickerson top of the key. Jenna Knowles in the left corner. Seaton on the left wing. Jenna Knowles in the left corner. Now Perkins on the left wing. Jesslyn Knowles at the top of the key to Dickerson on the right wing. Back to Jenna Knowles between the two circles. Jesslyn Knowles to Perkins in the left corner. Back to Jesslyn Knowles on the left wing. Seaton Knowles between the two circles. Jesslyn Knowles on the left wing. Gets it inside to Jenna Knowles. Top of the key to Dickerson. Jesslyn Knowles on the left wing. Now gives it to Carly Seaton for the shot up off the backboard. No good. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. The Sprague in the left corner. Dribbles out top of the key. Miley Miller to the right wing. It goes to Parrish. And Parrish just tried to skip it to the left wing and threw it out of bounds. As Taylor Powell checks in, McMillan checks in, and Blanchard all checks in for Putnam County. And still in the ball game is Jesslyn Knowles and Jenna Knowles. So McMillan to Jesslyn Knowles, McMillan top of the key. Jenna Knowles inside, lost the ball. stolen away by Sragg. Sragg and a double team to Brianna Miller. As Brianna Miller brings it across the timeline, picked up by Blanchard. Kicks it down the right lane, lays it up, missed a wide open layup. And Taylor Powell off the rebound. They give it out to Jessler Knowles. She's tied up by Marley Miller. Jump ball. And alternating possession stays with Putnam County. To Jesslyn Knowles, inside the Blanchard to the right wing. Now Jillian Knowles drives the baseline, 5 foot jumper, no good. Powell with the rebound. McMillan shot the front, no good. And that's the end of the ball game. As a job at the buzzer, no too late. And Putnam County wins it 46-28. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
And welcome back, everybody. Knox County High School. It's a final as the Putnam County ladies win their ninth game of the year by defeating Knox County 46-28. Taking a look at the scoring first four, Putnam County. Elise Perkins with 8 points. Jenna Knowles with four. Samantha Blanchard with one. Adeline Dickinson with four. Carly Seaton with eight. Emma Whitlock with nine. Jessica Knowles with 10. And Taylor Powell with two. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 15 points. Savannah Strike with 6. Miley Miller with 2. Kennedy Parrish with 3. And Abigail Becker with 2. Putnam County jumped out 21-0 after one quarter. Putnam outscored Knox 11-5 in the second quarter and led 32-5 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox outscored Putnam 14-8. Putnam led 40-19 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, Knox again outscored Putnam County 9-6, but Putnam County wins it 46-28. Putnam County improves to 9-9, while Knox County ladies 0-13. And I'll be back with the boys' game, Hunter, in about 8 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Tonight's game between the Knox County Lady Eagles and the Putnam County Lady Midgets are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, InsurePro, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, Mayberry Farms, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank, and the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper.